Fotografia europea 2026. Fantasmi del quotidiano.
Hello, my name is Emilia Martin and I would like to tell you about The Serpent's Fret, the exhibition of the work created by me and curated by Eleonora Schianchi. The Serpent's Fret is a body of work that starts from the absence, the gap in the archive. My beloved grandmother was a Polish countryside textile worker, and as a child, I spent countless hours observing her sew, embroider, and weave. I remember her magnificent textiles that were documentations of her time, her life, stories that she wanted to tell. However, once she passed away, all her textiles, perceived as of no value or importance, were discarded or lost. The Serpent's Fret emerges from this absence. I was wondering, what stories can we learn from the missing or absent archives, both official and private? What do these absences say about the oppressive systems in place, value of one's life, and how do they reflect on stories that we want to pass on? Inspired by female textile legacies, I started tracing other histories where textile works serve as language and archives of women's lives. An important story in the work is one of the Anderson sisters that I learned about during my residency in Landskrona, Sweden. The five Anderson sisters lived at the turn of the 20th century in a small village of Asmundorp and spent their lives creating an immense archive of textiles. These textiles were supposed to be their marriage dowries, proving their value as women. However, only one of the sisters ever married, and the rest never did, leaving a huge amount of unused, immaculate textiles that are now considered as a national heritage. Their work serves as a parallel to my grandmother's work, while at the same time expanding the narrative of domestic folk women experiences beyond political borders and histories. The untraditional lives of the sisters opened space for speculation and resulted in countless legends and myths. Some people say they were lesbians, driving extravagant cars while smoking cigars. Some imply witchcraft. It is impossible to tell reality from the myth, but to be honest, I don't truly believe in such a clear division anyway. This work is as much based on reality as it is on speculation, a tale that does not intend to fill the gap left in the history or to give voice, but instead, it's a counter-archive, showing the gap in the first place, asking, how much of the women's histories and tales do we really know? What stories can we learn from textiles? In the exhibition, you can also see partially censored hospital documents from the Lund Psychiatric Hospital that further expand on the idea of how women's textile work was perceived. With those documents, I explore a question of what is a boundary between an artwork and something useless? What is the boundary between insanity and normalcy within the gender constraints? Thank you for listening.